with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County has surpassed 6,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, with health officials announcing 101 new infections, along with 9 additional fatalities, raising the number of documented cases to 6,053, with 270 deaths. Of the 195 county residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19, 68 are being treated in intensive care units, the same as on Monday. Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday announced a relaxation of restrictions that could allow more businesses to reopen in a majority of the state's counties, with local officials saying publicly shortly after the governor's address, they are confident Riverside will be among those counties who fit the criteria. Several Southern California counties, including Riverside County, teamed up last week to send a joint request asking the governor to grant variances to his 4-phase plan in order to pave the way to full restoration of private sector activity under public health executive orders. Orange, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties joined the effort. Newsom said that if current trends continue, the state may significantly ease restrictions in the next few weeks, possibly allowing professional sporting events to resume without spectators and hair salons to reopen in June. Riverside County expanded its coronavirus testing on Monday to include walk-up sites in Moreno Valley and Cathedral City. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Residents can now be tested at 2 county-operated walk-in testing sites. Sites include a location at Crosswood Christian Church in Moreno Valley and a screening site in Cathedral City. These will be the first walk-in sites operated by the county. There are already 8 state-run walk-in testing sites in the area. The expansion is part of a county plan to open more sites and test as many residents as possible. So far, more than 80,000 Riverside County residents have been tested through screenings offered by the county, hospitals, and private labs. All county-run sites are open to anyone, but you must have an appointment. You can get tested with or without symptoms, and there are no out-of-pocket costs. To make an appointment, call 1-800-945-6167. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Californians applying for unemployment benefits have one less hurdle to jump. When you apply to the State Employment Development Department, you're automatically applying for federal coronavirus benefits, too.
Under federal law, there's an additional unemployment insurance benefit of $600 per week for anyone who receives even $1 of California state unemployment.
That's employment law expert Jennifer Shaw with the Shaw Law Group in Sacramento. Shaw says if you're already getting state benefits but haven't received federal money yet, there may be a lag.
What has happened is the EDD has to do a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure the processing is going the way it needs to go. Now, I realize that doesn't help when you need the money right now, but you're not losing the benefit. The payment will just come later.
Federal benefits are set to last through the end of July and state benefits for 26 weeks. However, lawmakers are looking at extending both of those end dates. Plasma from people who've recovered from COVID-19 could help patients fighting the disease. The FDA is allowing hospitals and blood banks to work together to try it out. Vitalant runs blood banks all over California. They're asking anyone who's had COVID-19 and been symptom-free for at least 2 weeks to donate. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Chris Gressens says the research is evolving but promising.
We have some precedent based upon the treatment of other diseases that this could be helpful. We also have some precedent that suggests that perhaps it might not be.
The donated plasma will be distributed to clinical trials and hospitals across the U.S. Vitalant also says the demand for blood is high right now because hospitals are starting to do surgeries again, and blood bank donations are still lagging due to the pandemic.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.